Press the button. And away we go. Ahoy!
I'm so relieved I got to sit next to you. Some people are no fun on a plane so long. You're gonna love Keystone. There's a bakery there that I love anytime I'm in town. Blue Moon something? Make sure you go there before you hit the slopes.
I'll definitely have to swing by there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain again. The time is 5:48 p.m. at our destination, Denver International. We expect to be at the gate in 20 minutes. Temperature on the ground is 31 degrees Fahrenheit. We know you have many choices in airlines, so we want to thank you again for choosing Transamerican Airlines.
Oh, say, I forgot to ask you what you do. I've gone on about my extension cord sales this whole time, and I don't even know what it is that you do.
That's all right. I don't really talk a lot, except to myself. I'm a chemical engineer.
That sounds fun. How long have you been doing that?
I graduated 2 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since. I made it my mission to find alternative means of fuel and make more efficient means with lower emissions. This jet, for instance, is far less efficient than it should be. The fuel it will have taken to get us from JFK to Denver will be 256 kilograms of CO2, which equates to about 560 pounds. My goal is to reduce that, and we're pretty well on our way to accomplishing that. But, you know, how to mass produce this alternative without negating... I'm sure I'm boring you. I apologize.
Not at all. That is fascinating. I had no idea that I was sitting next to the person who was going to be saving humanity one molecule at a time.
Not hardly. There's a bunch of us. We won the Energy and Sustainability Award together, as a team.
As you may have suspected by now, you are listening to Mercury Theater Podcast. In case you didn't listen to the last extra episode, there is a free giveaway. Details at the end of the episode. Today, we get to meet Amber. Amber is learning much more than she bargained for about the Denver International Airport. What's the truth about it, and what's a lie? We get to find out in today's episode, D-E-N. So don't turn that dial.
It was so good to meet you, Amber. When you get the Nobel Prize, don't forget us little folk.
Of course. Thanks. Bye, Sean. Chuck, perfect timing. I just got off the plane. I should be at the... Okay. Uh-huh. No, that's fine. I'm not in a hurry. Yeah, no, do you know when you'd be able to make... Okay. Yeah, I'll see you in 45. I was hungry anyway. I'll just swing by for a long lunch somewhere. I think all the food places are in the other concourse anyway. I'll see you in 45 minutes. Drive safe.
The underground tunnels have got to be the coolest of all the stories.
Did you see the airport when we were landing? It's like a swastika. Hey, Mom, the map says that the shop is on the other side of the airport.
Baggage claim, baggage claim. Oh, perfect, not too far.
Welcome to Illuminati headquarters. Denver International Airport.
What's this?
Yes, you in the blue shoes. And my, what blue shoes. Welcome.
That is weird.
What? Me? What's weird about speaking to a gargoyle?
Oh, you're really talking to me.
Of course I am, silly. Where are you headed?
I'm headed to baggage claim.
Good luck. You'll have to pass the Nazis.
I'll take that into consideration. Thanks. Weird.
The doors are closing. Please keep clear and hold on for departure to all A games.
Why does that man have a gun and a sword?
I bet it's a World War II thing. Really weird for an airport to have these wall pictures. Look over there. Are those people dead?
I'm so confused. What is this place?
Ah, I see you found my favorite spot of the airport.
Your favorite? This?
Yeah. Most people see these and think violence. Really, it's about peace. Leo Tangumo was the painter. I'm Julian, by the way. Look over there on the other wall. That one has all the people joining together from all countries. See the flags? Oh, the rainbow's cool, too.
And the dead German on the ground they killed?
No. You're looking at the negative. They didn't kill a man. They killed the idea of war. He represented war, and now war is dead. That's why they're holding a peace sign. Some people look at these murals in the wrong order.
I feel like that leaves too much faith in the viewer walking in the right direction.
Fair, but to appreciate a picture, one must also see it in its entirety, right?
I guess. Where did you just fly in from?
Oh, I'm not traveling. I work here. In the underground tunnels.
am I supposed to know what that is?
You don't travel to Colorado too often, huh?
First time. I only ever skied the East Coast. I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. The mountains here are so...
huge, right? I'm more of a snowboarder myself. Yeah, but anyway, Denver International is known internationally for our underground tunnels.
I have some time to kill. Wanna show me?
They're not real. It's a conspiracy theory. One of many. Tell you what, if you do actually have some time on your hands, I am overdue for my 15-minute break, and you seem pretty chill. Want to go for a tour?
If you're sure you want to spend it that way, sure. That sounds fun.
Wonderful. Please keep your hands and feet in the car at all times, and please, no feeding the Illuminati. Speaking of the Illuminati, here's the inscription. Read that.
March 19th, 1994.
No, below that.
New World Airport Commission contributors?
Right?
Right what?
New World Airport, New World Order.
Oh, conspiracy theory stuff.
Not to mention the Freemason insignia there above it.
Why would they put both on the same tablet? That is weird.
Yeah. They have a meeting every week in the secret tunnels.
I don't know enough to be creeped out by whatever it is you're implying right now.
Unconvinced. Okay, tell you what. Let's go this way. Don't mind the authorized personnel sign. I'm authorizing you. Come along. In an official capacity. You were never here, though. Okay? Okay. You weren't taken aback as hoped. So, I present to you the ruins of a post-apocalyptic world. There, look over the rail.
This airport is so strange. Like, why would they put all this stuff in the same airport? But a display of dying plants and a broken railroad track is far from what I would consider crazy.
And the mural and the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the post-apocalyptic scene? Not by the look on your face. Okay. Lucifer, have you seen our devil horse when he drove in?
I didn't drive. I'm waiting on my ride to make it.
Oh, my bad. You're staying to ski. Which area are you skiing?
At a resort in Keystone.
Oh, beautiful place. You'll love it. Right, our buddy Mustang the devil horse up front. Look, I'm not allowed a phone on the clock. Would you grab yours? Look up the horse of Denver Airport.
Okay, this blue one?
That's the one. This pic does no justice to his presence. He's massive, 33 feet high, and his eyes glow red in the dark. When making it, the head fell off onto the sculptor, Luis Jimenez, and it killed him.
Well, now you're just making stuff up.
Mm-mm, no kidding. Look it up. Oh, hey, my 15 minutes is up. Gotta get my nose back to the grindstone. Though, if you ever want a subterranean ride to NORAD, you just let me know.
I get a feeling that's a reference to something, too.
I keep forgetting how new you are to Denver. Yeah, the same NORAD that tracked Santa in December is the same one that you can access via tunnel. You know, the ones that don't exist that I didn't tell you about earlier. Wink, wink. Oh, anyway, I do have to get going. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Amber.
Amber. Right. Amber. It was a pleasure meeting you, Amber.
Oh, here's my card. You know, in case you're up to skiing later this week.
Oh, thanks.
Text is best.
I'll keep that in mind. Have a great trip, Amber.
Shoot, what was his name again? Oh, hey! You dropped your card. Pardon me. Sorry, you dropped your key card. Dang it. Julian, that's his name. Lucky it's on your card. Anybody in here? I tried knocking. Julian? Is there anybody in this hall of doors? Where could you have gone? I guess I'll try this one. Okay, not that one. How about... Don't mind if I do. Three, two, one, G, one, you eight. Underground eight? What is this place?
Tired of your job as a cab driver? Are your clients' expectations too high?
I am, and they are.
Well, why not try being a pilot for Transamerican Airlines?
I haven't flown since the war.
No problem. At Transamerican Airlines, we'll hire just about anyone. Are you a basketball player? No problem. Have relationship problems? Do you have a little drinking problem? There aren't problems with us at Transamerican Airlines.
Would I be permitted to play saxophone en route?
That's encouraged! Whenever you're needing a little break from the helm, feel free to use the autopilot. You simply press the button, and presto! An inflatable pilot will take the wheel!
That sounds terrific! How do I sign up?
Sign up? Just buy a ticket, and you'll be a pilot for Transamerican Airlines in no time!
Surely it can't be that simple!
It certainly can be, but please, don't call me Shirley.
Julian?
Amber, you can't be in here.
I was trying to return your card. Where are we? I thought you said these tunnels didn't exist.
Officially, they don't. We're not supposed to be in here. You're definitely not supposed to be in here. Let's go back. You're on video, so we have to touch base with Command 3 now.
Not until you tell me what's going on. Why are there tunnels here?
No, ma'am. I can't do that.
Well, then I want my business card back, and then we can leave.
I swear to God, if you tell anyone about this, it could ruin my clearance. And I'd likely get sent to Leavenworth. Or worse, 51.
Stop being so melodramatic.
Fine, but don't talk to anyone. Presently, you're in level 8, the global elite level. Currently, we have nobody here, as we're not in threat of any worldwide disaster. They only come around when there's reason to be concerned. Like Obama was here in September 2011, when the comet Elenin was likely to hit Earth. His arrival wasn't a coincidence. There were plenty of others, but he's the one the media found out about that time. We had Kim Jong-il, Abdullah, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. I always get his pronunciation wrong. Angela Merkel, a bunch of others. This is kind of the boring level, though. Let's go up a level. 7 and 6. This is my favorite level. Originally built, supposedly, for a totally automated baggage claim, $2 billion over budget. I present to you...
Whoa!
No kidding. I've been here my entire adult life, and this place still astounds me. This is no longer baggage. It lasted all of a year, and malfunctions required this place to be filled in with dirt. When really, it was repurposed as a launch pad. For spaceships. Amber?
Whoa.
That word doesn't get old down here. It is truly the definition of awesome. 5 spaceships, all identical, and all in working order, designed after alien designs, left with the Navajos. They only go vertical, but are being tweaked for side-to-side spaceflight. The launch pad is an electromagnet that catapults the ships by the single press of a button. In 2007, somebody accidentally tested the magnet, which broke more than a few jet windshields. Before you ask, no, it wasn't me. I wouldn't be here to tell you about it if I had. Mistakes like that are not taken lightly. Amber? Amber?
Oh. Yeah?
You still with me?
I'm sorry. Aliens?
Yes, extraterrestrials. Or greys, as we refer to them down here.
They're not real.
Until 5 minutes ago, here wasn't real. Not to you, anyway. Aliens are very much real. We first realized this when the excavators found a tunnel in 1989, ancient Navajo inscriptions that were later translated to mathematical equations. Those inscriptions, mathematicians learned, were instructions to building a ship, just like theirs. Some tweaks were made to adjust for the fact that they have other means of fuel that we haven't quite figured out, or just don't have the elements.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks?
Not yet, Nina.
Huh?
So, this is why the original budget of $1.7 billion shot up to about $4.3. Huge difference. Area 51's budget got cut to invest in this scientist's playground. So, technically, this airport is far, far more than what the average taxpayer believes it to be. I have no idea if you're listening anymore. So that ship's name is the Leibniz U4. And that one's the Artazar XLB-2. Don't ask me why they're named that. I'm not the one that names them. Each of the ships can carry and sustain 420 people. Area 51 has sent prototypes of these ships into space and... Well, Amber, I'm sure you have questions.
Yeah. So many. I have no idea where to begin. How many levels are there?
8. But technically, this had been 6 and 7. We're on 6.
Is there a tunnel to NORAD?
Several. But there's one from Denver International from level 5.
Why are there spaceships?
I think I touched on that a little, but it's in case of a global emergency. Think Noah's Ark, or 2012, something like that. Elenin, like I mentioned.
What do the Freemasons have to do with anything?
Gets a little fuzzy as to who's who in regards to this facility. Essentially, the Freemasons are the ones who facilitated the bunker slash launch pad. The Illuminati, as referred to by the general public, is the one who made this process possible, and determines who will be given tickets to the new world.
Welcome.
Thanks?
No.
What are people welcoming us for?
They think you're someone else. Look, I need to get you out of here. If you whisper a word of any of this, nobody, one, will believe you, and two, you'd be in grave danger. That is not a joke. This place is beyond top secret.
What isn't true about all the conspiracy theories?
I can't think of anything. There's no FEMA concentration camp. That's a myth.
Are chemtrails real?
Technically, yes. Chemtrails are real, but they're not harmful. Yet. If we stopped seeding, that would be harmful. There are supposed to be 6 tanks for fuel here at Denver International, each with 2.7 million gallons. But only 4 are actually fuel. The remaining 2 are for the chemical compound, which is made with iodide, potassium iodide, dry ice, barium. We've been seeding the weather with the sole purpose to keep the environment, but like weed killer, we have to keep concentrating the chemicals more and more every year to maintain. Otherwise, the ozone would just deteriorate. Which would be bad, to say the least.
Barium?
Getting into my territory. I knew we were kindred spirits when I heard you were a chemical engineer. Yes, barium is to keep the human population from growing out of control. Technically, we're kind of a virus to the planet and shouldn't be producing as many children as we have been. We feed on resources and give very little back to the planet. Without getting too technical and boring, we've been growing at an unprecedented rate, and the world can't sustain us at this exponential course. So, we've slowed it down.
Who are you to decide who gets to populate the Earth or not? Hey, I don't remember telling you I was a chemical engineer.
You definitely did, though. But you see, we're not deciding who gets to populate the Earth or not. We're all breathing the same air. We're by no means sterilizing the entire species. That would be disastrous to mankind. We're eliminating disaster by letting the strong survive, without impeding the remainder of our natural lives. The New World Order is about maintaining that which is sustainable.
It's good to have you here.
Why do you guys keep welcoming me?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought you were someone else. Anuit Koiptis.
Anuit Koiptis.
This isn't accidental. Not after that many mistakes.
We have to go. Now. Okay. You need to meet these guys before you can go back. It'll be quick.
Welcome, Amber. Please, take a seat. Can we get you some water?
Please, I was just trying to give Julian his card back.
That's all right. I understand your concern. You needn't fear us. My apologies. I'm Morris Bilderberg. I'm the head of this outfit. On your right, we have Jordan, Stacy Rothschild, and Raymond. Please, take a seat. You too, Julian.
It's okay. Do you want something to drink?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
We've long been anticipating your arrival at Ground Zero. After many attempts, we finally have you here to see it for yourself. We appreciate your curiosity, Miss Amber. If one isn't curious, we don't even give them the time of day.
What are you talking about?
Your performance at Massachusetts Institute of Technology was superb. I very much enjoyed how Professor Humphrey gave you an A- for your public decimation of him with your display of superior knowledge in regards to redox reactions. Classic. He's a very prideful man. For the record, that was rectified by Jordan here by your graduation.
Am I being held here, or...
If I can go on. Your resume is impressive, and your mastery of science and fuel is enviable. Long story short, Miss McDowell, we needed to know that you'd be a viable candidate to work with us here in Denver.
I'm only here for pleasure. I live in Philadelphia.
I don't think you understand, Miss Amber. Your salary is, what, $120 a year?
That doesn't sound like a question.
We would triple that. We would like your help with space technology on the chemical composition side of things. And, in case of a very unlikely catastrophic event in your lifetime, you would have a ticket to the next civilization, with limitations, of course.
In my opinion,
I don't want your opinion, Julian. Morris, is it? I'm late to meet my friend.
Charles? Yes, he is aware of our meeting.
Oh, Chuck.
Yes, your rendezvous was more than just serendipitous. You are welcome to think about it, but I do guarantee you this, Amber. This facility will be kept 100% secret. You've been given access to the second best-kept secret in our nation's history.
Not much of a secret now, is it?
We're better to keep a secret than right where people suspect it to be. Miss McDowell, please, while skiing, don't break a leg in Keystone. I expect we'll see you on Friday, then.
As Amber, I'm Paige Elena.
As Julian, I'm Matt Michelson.
As Morris, I'm Angelo Cruz.
As Sean, I'm Tim Schwartz.
As Commercial Narrator 1, I'm Landon Lawrence.
As Commercial Narrator number 2, I'm Elodie Burkhart.
As the pilot, I am Trent Badger.
Additional voices provided by
Grace Myers,
Rebecca Lynn, Kitten B. Trippin,
Matt Dillon,
Georgina Wilkington,
Paul Wolf.
Thank you for listening to Mercury Theater Podcast. As always, it was truly a pleasure working with all the voice actors on this episode. Speaking of assistants, I want to thank Joe Weatherford for writing the theme music, as well as Hannah Badger for having played said theme music. And I can never forget to thank Sam Brown, the collector of theories. Ordinarily, this is when I'd ask for your financial support, but this month, I'm letting you know that any PayPal and Patreon donations for the months of January and February will be given directly to the family of Stephen Collins to pay off debts he left behind. To support the surviving family, please consider donating on our website, mercurytheaterpodcast.com, or becoming a patron on patreon.com, or by going to the site listed in the show notes. If you enjoyed this podcast and think others might too, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever else you can. And telling a friend you think would enjoy short audio movies is a great share too. As mentioned earlier, there is a free merch giveaway. Email me at john@mercurytheaterpodcast.com with your name to be entered. That's all you have to do. Email me your name. Again, that's john@mercurytheaterpodcast.com. Theater spelled the right way with an R-E. I will be drawing a name out of a literal hat for the March 29th episode. Redemption details in the response email. Keep an ear out for our next upcoming extra episode. Until then, I'm John Badger.
Now what?